ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं वीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तमा श्लोके भक्ति भवती नैष्ठिके कृष्ण सुधामुपगते धर्म ज्ञानादिभिः करो नष्ट दुषामेश पुराणार्कधूमादिकः Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 20, the rainy season and autumn season. Today text 16 and 17. Which one is written there? And 17. Both. Okay. So text 16. Margan babu sandidhas tinais channa hi asamskritah na anabhyasyamana sutayo विजयी कालेन चाहतः वर्णी लोक अब्दुल बंधुषु पुअर डिफेंस मेघेशु एनम क्लाउड्स विद्युत लाइटनिंग Chala Suhidaha, fickle in their friendship, Sthairyam, steadiness, Na Chakruhu, did not maintain, Kanunyaha, lusty omen, Purusesu, among men, Gunisu, who are virtuous, Even is translation in purport by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Though the clouds are the well-wishing friends of all living beings, the lightning, fickle in its affinities, moved from one group of clouds to another. Like lusty women, unfaithful even to various men. Srila Prabhupada comments, during the rainy season, lightning appears in one group of clouds and then immediately in another group of clouds. This phenomenon is compared to a lusty woman who does not fix her mind on one man. A cloud is compared to a qualified person because it pours rain and gives sustenance to many people. A man who is qualified similarly gives sustenance to many living creatures, such as family members or many workers in business. Unfortunately, his whole life can be disturbed by a wife who divorced him. When the husband is disturbed, the whole family is ruined. The children are dispersed, all the business is closed, and everything is affected. It is therefore recommended that a woman desiring to advance in Krishna consciousness perfectly live with her husband, and that the couple not separate under any condition. The husband and wife should control sex indulgence and concentrate their minds on Krishna consciousness, so their life may be successful. After all, in the material world, a man requires a woman and a woman requires a man. When they are combined, they should live peacefully in Krishna consciousness and should not be restless like lightning, flashing from one group of clouds to another. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnanati Nirandhasya Jnananjana Sevakaya Chakshurmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurubhye Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manohishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadamitam Vande Aham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnam Ramascha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tan Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Sakhanitamascha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Prachavini Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarini Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratise Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hare Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Devaja Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare
So here are two verses, text 16 and 17. Text 16 has no purport, but still this chapter 20 to enhance the description of Lord Krishna's pastimes. So Sukadeva Goswami describes in this chapter the beauty of Vrindavan during autumn and rainy season. In the course of his presentation, he gives various charming instructions in metaphorical terms. So in this particular verses, in verse 16, there is a nice comparison. Just like during the rainy season, the roads not being cleansed become covered with grass and debris, and we are just difficult to make out these roads. We are like religious scriptures that Brahmanas no longer study and that thus become corrupted and covered with the passage of time. So this is like a nice comparison that how the Brahmanas, they are supposed to be Brahmana by quality also. That's why Bhaktisi, Divineness Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he introduced this. Brahmana means the Krishna told Guna Karma Vibhagasa. Chaturvarna Maya Sista Guna Karma Vibhagasa. According to quality, not according to birth, just simply birth. If someone has no Brahmanical qualities, then he cannot be claimed as a Brahmana. So, he told very nice stories ever regarding this. In one village, just like in Kali Yuga, there are no good Brahmanas by quality. So one time, one young boy from that village, he went, he traveled many places and he accepted a spiritual master, somewhere in Vrindavan. Then he learned what the spiritual, he read Bhagavad Gita and he wrote the scriptures, then he understood, okay, Brahmanas cannot be by only by birth. In my village there are many Brahmanas, they claim themselves, but they have no qualities of Brahmanas. So he is also a Sanskrit scholar, he read everything, he went to a Brahmanas. Then he challenged this village Brahmanas. He told, oh, you are claiming Brahmanas, but according to scripture, according to Gita, according to Bhagavatam, Vedic principle, you must have qualities of Brahmanas. You must have sama, dama, tapa, saucha, khyanti, arjamayi, vacha, jnana, vijnana, asti, kingdom, these qualities. At least you must jajana, jajana, patana, patana, dana, pratikriha, satkarma, nipuna, vidya. But you don't have any quality. How you are claiming yourself to your Brahmana? If you are really Brahmana, then come and argue with me. He also, he has own another Brahmana friend with him, dear Brahmana who knows the qualities. So all these Brahmanas in the village, they told, okay, now what to do? The leader of the Brahmanas in the village told, don't worry. By simply by my word jugglery, I can defeat all of them. Okay. So they come. First this way from opposite side, they ask, Kahastoy. Kahastoy. Aap kone? He is totally illiterate. They don't know anything Sanskrit, no Brahmanika, no Vedic scripture. So when he asked, Kahastoy. So, okay, what he told? Kahastoy. Khastam, 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 Chastam, Chastam, like this. Continuously, spontaneously started the whole alphabets. So the other party, they understood this completely fools. It's useless to waste our time. So they go, okay, Hare Krishna. Vancha Kalpataru, then they left. So look, I defeated all of them. Just one word defeated, they defeated. So this is the present day condition. Actually, in this age of Kali, there is a Jana Palau Sutra Sambhava. By birth and role is just like Sutra. And Sanskarya Vijay Uchyate, Veda Pathe Bhagavad Vipra, Brahma Janati Iti Brahman. So that's why in this age comparison is given, the roads were religious principles, and Brahmanas no longer study and that thus become corrupted and covered up with the passage of time. Brahmanas, you know, their duties to patana patana, they should read the Vedic scriptures. They should practice Brahmanical qualities. But rather, they now does, they making is a, just a business, in Brahman by caste, then by doing some business, doing some cheating the people, chanting false mantras and collecting money and maintaining the family for sanskritification. So this is here, you know, purport in these parts, and this is, that's why he has compared in rainy season, the paths are covered with grasses. So people cannot walk properly on the way, on the road, in the dirty path. So this is by this, the path itself is clean, but actually other season is clean. But because of this rainy season, the grass covers this, the path. So it makes difficult to make out. So these roles like these roles are compared here is religious principles, and the Brahmanas no longer study that such become corrupted and covered over the passage of time. These grasses which cover the passage of time, your passage of the roles are covered. Considered to be present days, so-called Brahmana by birth. So the 17th text, next text 17, it is told that Loka Bandhusu Megheshu, though the clouds are the well-wishing friends of living entities. But Vidyutas Chala Suhida, the lightning or the fickle in its affinities, moved from one group of clouds to another. It is compared like a lusty man. Sthairyan no chakruhu kaminiyah, with a lusty woman. Purusesu gunisu to above. Unfaithful even to a virtuous man. So the purport is made that actually a family life becomes successful when there is a chaste woman in the family, and also the husband also must also chaste. So Chanakya Pandit says, "Rinam kritva pitasatra, mata cha vyabhicharini, putra jadi apanditah." These are all these situations in not successful family life. If a father left some debts, a big amount of debts that the son has to pay after his father's death, then this is actually his father is enemy for his son. And if the mother is an unchaste lady, he may have relation with other peoples, then also is an enemy for his family, for his children, for his husband, like enemy. And here in that situation, the whole family life is disturbed. It's probably a purport is, unfortunately, his whole life can be disturbed by wife who divorces him. When the husband is disturbed, the whole family is ruined. The children are dispersed, the business is closed, and everything is affected. So, in a society, it is very so much necessity of a chaste woman. Similarly, of a character of man. Man must be a character, a personal character. Otherwise, the peacefulness and happiness in society is not possible. In our history, in Indian history, you can see many such cases. Example is given. Then we know one elder brother of Vikramaditya. You know Vikramaditya's name you may have heard in Indian history. His time in medieval India is called the golden age of Indian history. So Vikramaditya's elder brother, his name was Bhartuhari. So Bhartuhari was very nice king. He was ruling people nicely. He has a good relation with two brothers, Vikramaditya and Bhartuhari. But Bhartuhari has an attachment to the youngest queen. He has many queens, but the youngest queen was very beautiful. And so she was very smiling, and so king has special attachment to that woman, that queen. But that queen, because king was already little aged, so she was looking for some other sex partner. First he approached Vikramaditya, the younger brother of the king. He refused. No, it is not possible. You are like my mother. You are my elder brother's wife, sister-in-law. So how it is not possible with me? When he refused, he told, "I will see." Then he falsely complained against Vikramaditya. This true story. So the Bhartuhari, his elder brother, He complained that this Vikramaditya is want to just forcefully enjoy me. It is not true. But Bhartuhari, believing his wife, kick him out. And kick him out from the kingdom. Vikramaditya out. Then, again, but she was actually a trusting woman and an unchaste woman. And she started her relationship with another young and stout man. Though he was a chowkidar, he was some military, doing some chowkidar work, bodyguard. Right? But because he was physically very strong and stout and beautiful, so she made a relation. She called the chowkidar to home and forcefully, he forced him, you see what happened to Vikramaditya. Now you will not agree with me, then I will send him to jail. So he was forcefully, he was with king, sorry, with queen. So queen and that enjoying with that sipahi or the bodyguard, chowkidar. But actually this chowkidar has no love with the queen. Only forcefully they have a sexual relation. But this chowkidar has another relation with some other prostitute in the city. So one time one says, come to the king, Bhartuhari. They have no children. So the king very nicely treated him. So he became pleased. And he offered a fruit. He gave a fruit. Told this fruit is invaluable. It is not ordinary fruit. Just you give this fruit to whom you love, anyone he eat this fruit, he will be always remain young. Always remain young and charming and beautiful. So king told, this my youngest queen must be. Eat this fruit. So she can become always young and beautiful, charming, so I can enjoy with her. But this queen has no love with king. He has love with chowkidar. So the queen took the fruit. Then he told what? Even this lover, this chowkidar lover, I will give this fruit to him. If he eat, he remains always strong and stout, and so he can enjoy. So the queen, the king gave the fruit to queen gave the fruit to chowkidar. Then chowkidar thought, I have no love with this queen, I have to go by this champa vesya or this prostitute. If I give this fruit to the seaman, young and beautiful, so I will enjoy with her. In this way, the chowkidar gave to the fruit to the prostitute. The prostitute thought, though she was a prostitute, but still she has a good heart. He was thinking about the benefit of the king and kingdom, the entire citizens. She was always, she was thinking, I am so unfortunate, I am doing such a lowly business, this prostitute, but if this fruit I give to the king, and king will eat this fruit, then his lifespan will increase and remain young. And our king is very nice, his ruling citizens very nicely. So let this fruit go to the king. And the prostitute went to the king, to the king. They had obeisances to king, and he handed over the fruit to king. He described that, O king, I heard, if someone will eat the fruit, then he remained young forever. He remained free from disease. And he became strong and stout and beautiful. So I think you are the king of this kingdom. So if you remain free from disease and always, then we all can be peaceful. Please accept this fruit. He took the fruit from the hand of the prostitute. Then he looked at the ministers. He could understand this is the same fruit.
the sages gave me, and I will just hand over to my youngest queen. So how this when king to just to ask the prostitute? Just I think you must disclose the truth. I am king. I am asking you. In the name of God, please tell, where did you get this fruit? Who gave you this fruit? And then the prostitute told, this is the truth. This is your chowkidar, this person. So I am a prostitute, he used to come to me time to time, he handed over this fruit to me. Then immediately the king called this chowkidar. Where did you get this fruit? You gave to this prostitute, where did you get? Then the chowkidar told, I got this fruit from queen. What is your relation with the queen? He told, yes, I did not want to have sex with your the queen. But she forced me. She threatened me even to put in jail if I am not agree with her. Your younger brother, Vikramaditya also, he was sinless and he has no fault and falsely. Also, this year I was going to send him in first. So, the king heard all this story. Then he immediately could understand what is. She started crying. He just throw his crown, just put it here. Then send people to go and search my, where is my brother? Where did Vikramaditya? Then he said, brought Vikramaditya back to the kingdom and he handed over the crown to him. And then he wrote a sataka, very famous, Bhartuhari sataka, Vairagya sataka. Detachment from the family life, from the material attachment. Very famous, Bhartuhari sataka. This Haridwara, this ghat, this Vikramaditya made this ghat in Harikipodi in remembrance of his brother Bhartuhari. This is a true story in history. So there are so many such stories. That's why I told you, if a woman is not just, then the whole family will be destroyed. Unfortunately, his whole family can be disturbed by wife who divorces him. When the husband disturbed, the whole family is ruined, the children are dispersed and the business is closed and everything is affected. It is therefore recommended that a woman desiring to advance in Krishna consciousness peacefully live with her husband and the couple not separate under any condition. The husband and wife should control sex indulgence and concentrate their mind. Similarly also for the men. Men should not also be lusty, not running after many women. Women hunter should not be a woman hunter. His basic principle is Tera Mera Raji Kya Karege Kajbi is against this principle. Generally nowadays in Kali Yuga, law of marriage. There's so many, what is law of marriage? There is no law in this material world. Law only establishes with Krishna. Atmendriya Pritivansha Tare Kahi Kaam. Krishnendriya Pritivansha Dhare Premana. So Krishna in this matter, everyone, we are all living entities. According to our karma, only we get a body. Sometimes man body, sometimes woman body. Sometimes there are 84 lakh species. 4 lakh is human species, just to our bodies are changing according to our karma. So we are not this body, but falsely we are identifying ourselves with this body, thinking I am a body. I am this, that. So, that's why Narada Muni described in 4th canto about Puranjana Upakhyana. Puranjana described how Puranjana become next life, woman. We attach too much attachment to the woman. And in time of death, focusing on the same woman, then we get the woman body. A woman then thinks a man, then the next world, next life, become a man. This is truth. So, a man should also understand
what is the sex life? Prabhupada used to say a story that how there is very lusty man, he has leprosy in his body, but his wife was a chaste lady. So wife tries her best to satisfy his husband, always serve day and night. She was a laborer, but his wife was suffering and serving him like anything. But still, he is just a beautiful wife, but still his mind is going to a prostitute, Rajavesya. Not ordinary prostitute, a prostitute just with the kingly peoples. Lakhya Hira, the story of Lakhya Hira. So the wife come to know that my husband is always disturbed, not happy. And she found the reason. What is the reason? Because my husband wants to enjoy that prostitute. So the chaste wife, she personally went to this prostitute. She is a Rajavesya, so enjoyed by the king like people in the king's category. So she started unconditionally serving that prostitute many months. And the prostitute thinking, why this woman is serving me? What is it? One day she asked, why you are serving me so? You are not charging any payment, or I am not doing any service to you, then why you are serving all this? So then that woman, the discourse, okay, can you fulfill my desire if I express it? She told, yes, definitely. Finally she discoursed, my wife, and I said, my husband wants to enjoy you, but he is a leper, leprosy of your body. Prostitute already gave the word, told, okay, bring him to me. First you will have a meal here, you will take prasad once a year, then I will talk to her. And I said, I will talk to him and I will further arrangements. Then the prostitute prepares some sabji, but he different cups, the golden cup, silver cup, and there is brass cup, there is steel cup, but the same item he serves in every cup, plate, give in front of with leprosy can, then he offered. She saw this plate, different, the cups, but the same item in different cups, is golden cup, this, what is this? She little annoyed. So why are you giving same items in same? This gold cup also same thing, silver cup also same thing, brass cup also same thing, and iron, this steel cup also same thing. What is this? Then she explained, your wife is also very chaste and she is also beautiful. And sex pleasure is same thing. Whether you enjoy it, anyone, even your human life or even any other life, the sex pleasure is same thing. You will get the same pleasure with what you are enjoying with his wife, you will enjoy the same pleasure with a prostitute. I am a prostitute. I am not attached to you. So this is the prostitute very nicely explained to him. What you are going to do, what you are doing. Your wife came and served me for your pleasure, to just engage me with you. You now understand, a foolish guy, what you are going to do. So this leper could understand what is the truth. So he gave up the business. Again, he returned with his wife. So this is the way. So in this way, a man should not also attach to a woman. Rather, we see when Shankaracharya gave warning. What is this verse? Nāristanubhāra nābhindesam drushtva māga mohāvesam. Eto manusya vasa jivikaram Manasi vichirimayam varam varam. Just think again and again, again and again. What is this? Nothing. And this body is just composed of these five ingredients. Bhumi rava nava vayu kabumana. All these things. So what is it there? You should think again and again in your mind, what is this? Nothing in this body. Simply, this bhaya, the neck, what is this? Nikas and all these dirty things. And you want to enjoy these things. So in a family life, so Prabhupada is telling that a husband, wife, and they should live together only for progressing Krishna consciousness. Actually, this lusty desire is with us, otherwise why we are in this material world? Some has lust, everyone has a lusty desire to different degrees. But when we come somehow or other in this material world, now in this human body, we should use our intelligence. Human being is not an ordinary animal. Even this material, these philosophers, in Greek philosophers, even they says, Plato, Aristotle, all this. Man is a rational animal. Is a rational, he has a thinking power. What is good and what is bad. What to do and what not to do. So that's why you should, husband and wife, they should read Shastra, read Bhagavatam, they could understand the principles. Matraspasastu kaunteya, sita usna, sukhadukkada, agama paino vityam, tom chiti khyasa bharata, basic principles. They should know these principles, and so in a grasped life, they should remain together only to beget a Krishna conscious child. And also release the child, and in future life, they will become a good devotee. So, this is the business. Otherwise, in this family life is not for sense gratification. It is also ashram. There is four ashramas, there is brahmachari ashrama, there is also grahastha ashrama, this is also ashram. There is vanaprastha ashram, there is sannyas ashram. In any ashram, one can attain the perfection of life, then return back to Godhead. Grihete jedina bhajana dekhi, grihete goloka bhai, Bhakti Mata Thakur says. He is a paramahansa, remaining in grahastha life. So, there is no need to change the ashram, just change our consciousness from the lusty consciousness to Krishna consciousness. So in this way, the whole society can be changed. The international society for Krishna consciousness. So in family life also, everyone must be Krishna conscious. The father, mother, the devotee, the children are devotee. In such a nice atmosphere, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, we have to give Goloka Bhai. This family life is also like Goloka atmosphere. So in this way, we should believe. Those who are brahmacharis, they should follow the brahmacharis principles. And the brahmacharis must be follow the brahmacharis principles mentioned in Shastra. Slavanam, kirtanam, keli, prakhyanam, vihavasanam, and in the opposite sex, all these principles with brahmacharis. And grahasthas also maintain their life. The grahastha asana is the topmost asana in one sense because he is maintaining the entire society. Both brahmachari, vanaprastha, and sannyasa. Now there is no forest. Can go to collect fruits and eat and drink the Ganga water. Everyone goes to the door of a grahastha. The grahastha has to maintain everyone. Bhagavatam says even a grahastha has to maintain to the all the living in the other species, to the animals and birds, everyone. That was we see how a perfect grahastha life, that is Gaur Mahande, father of Srila Prabhupada, how he was maintaining a grahastha life. He was a simple business cloth merchant, but still every day he feeding around 15-20 people. He will take to his home. Only maybe 3-4 people for eating, but every day cooked about 25 people. So this is a grahastha to maintain. They turned up also his children. How Prabhupada told, my father is a pure devotee. That's why Prabhupada wrote his Krishna book and dedicated it to his father, Guru Mahamudi. So in this way, the grihastha life is very responsible life. So that's why I'm telling that the wife must be chaste woman and the man is also must be not a lusty person. Must be remain peaceful in a family life with Krishna consciousness. In this way, our whole society can be progressing path of Krishna consciousness and we can become happy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, it is time, any question or comment? No question or comment? Any question to ask? Yes. भाज्य रूपवती शत्रु पुत्र जातीय पंडित सो दैट्स व्हाई फॉर भक्त वेरी आई टोल्ड द स्टोरी भक्त But you ordinary, that's why Bhartwari realized, Bhartwari was so much attracted to his wife because of her beauty. But later he could understand what is more important, the bodily beauty or the beauty inside, the quality. So in this way one can understand. So external beauty is nothing. Which one? Bhartavari stories. This is Bhartavari Sangeeta, this is there. In history you can find it. In Vikramaditya's history.
Usually we have like Indian
things
are very saintly, but how
are
they existing
in the matter? Indian things, not all are saintly. Maybe 90% saintly, but still. Bhartavari is a character, man of character. But still, because of one weakness, attraction for a beautiful woman, Abraham finally gave up everything and went. He became a saintly person. Then he wrote this Bhartu Vairagya Sataka. It's famous in India, any bookstore you can get. Bhartu Vairagya Sataka. So, okay, here Pajaj will be any question. Yes. What is? Brahmanas. Someone is born in a Brahmanic family and also have Brahmanical qualification. So this is very fortunate. But general principle in this as of Kali is not Kalau Sutra Sambhava, as Padma Purana says. So by Bharata Sutra. So this, that's what Prabhupada told, one purpose of this iskan is to create some Brahmanas. Everyone is Sudras. That's why we have educational system. We have Vidya, Ichi, all these things. There's different degrees. There's Brahmanas. Who will see, read scriptures? A Sudra cannot read scriptures. A Vaishya, businessman, they will not read, speak. Only a Brahmana can read scripture. So we have to train up some peoples in that category. Brahmanas are what is the brain of the society. So that's why we need some Brahmanas. But just taking this, what is called Brahmana initiation, putting one thread, one cannot become a Brahmana. Thread can put, a Vaishya cannot put also thread. Only Sudra cannot put thread. But a Vaishya and Kshatriya and Brahmana, the three of them, they are called Dija. But that's why I told, Janmana Jayate Sudra, Sanskare Dija Uchyate, Veda Pathe Bhavet Vipra, Brahmana Janati Iti Brahmana. Okay, I'll stop here. Okay, there is one Mataji is asking question. Yes. What question?
My question is not related to the class.
Not related to class.
It's different.
Different. Okay, you can ask.
When you listen to Sri Radha, Shakura, there is mentioned that Sri Path. It's SRWP.
Kya? Sri Path.
Sri Path.
Where?
In Mayapur, when we do the Nagi Mandapurna, the name is
Shri Path.
Shri
Path.
What
does
it mean for that?
Shri Path. Shri means what? Lakshmi. So who is very opulent? Who is accepted? Who is in shelter up? Took shelter up? In one sense, Shri Varyala Shri Sampradaya. There is also one Sampradaya coming from Lakshmi. So maybe, but generally in India, Shri Path is a very It is addressed to a very respectable person. Respectable person, spiritually who is advanced person. Then they asked, Sri Path.
You mentioned Bhakti Yoga Prabhupada and two others, Mohan Singh, as Sri Path. Sri
Yoga Prabhupada,
like this?
No, they did not necessarily. Everyone should use. This is according to his own choice. We use Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Thakur also is a respectable term. Those who likes this Sri Path, they can use this title. But everyone must not necessarily use this title. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.